Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, when I look, I find. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been divorced for 5 years and I'm starting to date again. I've been eager to find a new guy for years, but as luck would have it, I've been picking men that are just like my cheating ex-husband. The last guy I met seemed like he was going to be a good prospect, but we've only been together for 4 months and he's already shown me that one woman isn't enough for him. He started out sending me flowers and taking me on nice dates. We had sex after our fourth date and he got up and went home right after we were intimate. He said that he really needed to use his own restroom at his own home. That almost caused an argument as he left my house in the middle of the night. He used that same excuse whenever he was supposed to spend the night at my house. We'd always eat dinner at my house or go out to eat and have sex later on. Right after sex, he was out the door and headed home to use the bathroom and take a shower. On Friday night when he did that, I decided to ride by his house after he had been home a while. He was there sitting on his front steps with a woman. I slowed up and blew the horn. He jumped up and came over to my car asking why I was at his house unannounced. I told him I was suspicious that he was dating other people. He told me that we aren't exclusive and I'm too messy to ever be his girl. He said he wasn't cheating because I was never his girl. I'm grateful that I got in my car and rode by his house. When I look, I find. Is it best to look and be aware or act like you don't know what a man is up to? Why is it a lose-lose situation for women trying to date? Wow. I guess because dating has changed so much over the years, just like everything else in the world. I mean, there's no courting or like getting to know you period anymore. People nowadays get love bombed in the first couple of weeks where the men wine and dine you. They call you every day. They spend quality time with you. They send you flowers like this guy did, all of that. Then after that 2 week time frame, after you've slept with him or whatever, it's a short time frame, 2 weeks or whatever, it's usually just over. The phone call stop, the attentiveness stops, and he starts ghosting you or whatever. I get that you've been divorced for 5 years and you want to be in a relationship. You said you were eager to be in a relationship, but you still have to take your time to see if these guys are even worth it. What you don't want is to come off as desperate. I mean, men can smell that kind of stuff a mile away and they go in for the kill. I say you're not ready to date. You got to find out who you are, get your confidence up. I think you need to decide what you want, what kind of man you want. Then, you know, you won't keep ending up in these same type situations with these men. Work on your confidence. Work on self-love. Steve?
Well said, Shirley. I agree with what you're saying. Here's the part for me with women.
Thank you.
You get with these men that you really don't know. You get with these men that you have no clarification of what you have with this man. You get with these men and you assume. And when you meet a man, you forget that when you meet this man, what do you think he's been doing up until the day y'all met? What you thought? Stop meeting men thinking they free and clear. Ain't nobody free and clear. Everybody you meet in this world is connected to somebody, somewhere, some way. There are no free and clear people. Who? You've been divorced 5 years. You meet a man. What you thought he was doing when you met him? Sitting at the house? Everybody you meet comes with a past. Your job is to uncover as much of the past as you can to determine if you can fit into a future with them. That is the real deal. It ain't no lose-lose for a woman out here dating. Stop jumping to conclusions. Stop allowing. I wrote a book in 2009. I'm thinking about writing another book because dating has changed. I'm thinking about really, really pulling the covers back on this one too. But I wrote a long time ago a 90-day rule. That it still applies. But y'all don't. Because y'all Instagram now. And everything is instant. So here we go. You've been divorced 5 years and starting to date again. Shirley said it best. I've been eager to find a new guy for years, but as luck would have it, I keep picking men that are just like my cheating ex-husband. Really? Well, let's find out about this guy. Last guy I met seemed like he was going to be a good prospect, but we've only been together 4 months and he's already shown me that one woman ain't enough for him. Okay. He started out sending me flowers and taking me on nice dates. We had sex after our fourth date. Okay, when was the fourth date? How much time? Was it 2 weeks? Was it 10 days? Was it a month? And why, ladies, do you not understand when you first meet a man that you are meeting his representative? You're not meeting who he really is when you first meet him. You're meeting his representative. Then after a while, you get to know who he is. We had sex after our fourth date. He got up and went home right after we were intimate. He said he really needed to use his own restroom at his own house. Now, that right there, I understand. I respect that. And that right there, you didn't give him enough credit for that. It's some people that have got to get up and go to their bathroom.
I'll hang
explain
on.
That when we come back.
Hang on.
Got to get out this house.
Well,
you can't know this.
Of Steve's response at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is When I Look, I Find. We'll get back into it right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, when I look, I find.
Okay, ladies, I've talked to you about this letter, and you've got to be smarter when you're dating. Dating has changed over the years, but you still have to be smart. And the 90-day rule that I had before, it should still apply, but it don't, because y'all done got around that. Y'all done let men talk you into it, y'all Instagram people, so y'all don't do that no more. Stop assuming of men. Stop dating men you don't know what you're... And stop expecting them to treat you the way you treat them. Stop. And when you meet a man, first thing you must know is he comes with a past and a history. Secondly, know this. Nobody you meet is unconnected. Everybody is connected to somebody. Ain't no way in the world you done met this man, found him to be attractive, and you the only one. Stop thinking you've met a man that ain't got nobody. Why would he do that? What man, you know, that can have sex, can perform sexually, and is not? Where he stay? What country he live in? All right, so you done met this guy, and you mad because he just like your ex-cheating husband. So you met this guy after the fourth date y'all had sex. I don't know how long that was, but obviously you didn't know him well enough. And after 4 months, he didn't show you that one woman ain't enough for him. He started out sending you flowers, going on nice dates. That's because you were meeting his representative. I tried to explain that to him. We had sex after our fourth date. He got up, went home right after we were intimate. He said he really needed to use his own restroom at his own home.
Come on.
Now, you got to get this man credit for this right here. I've been there. You must. I'm telling you. One of the worst nights of my life when I dated this Creole girl, and my stomach was tore up from eating Creole food with her, and I knew to go home, and her parents wasn't home, and she said, come on in. I should have took my home. But I went up in her house, and what I go up in there for, because my stomach was cutting. And went on up in there, and I used the bathroom at her mama's house. Mm-hmm. We never dated again after that. Mm-hmm. When a man tells you that he got to go home to his own bathroom, respect that. Because if you make him go to the bathroom in there, something finna go on when he shut that door. That he not going to be able to open that door for a while. I'm just telling you. Anyway, that almost caused an argument as he left my house in the middle of the night. He used the same excuse whenever we were supposed to spend the night at my house. We'd always eat dinner at my house and go out to eat and have sex later on. Right after sex, he was out the door, headed home to use the bathroom and take a shower. Mm-hmm. Oh, go! I still ain't mad at that. Because until you are in that room after he come out that bathroom, you really don't know why he got to get home. So I ain't mad at this right here. On Friday night, when he did that, I decided to ride by his house after he had been home for a while. He was there sitting on the front steps with a woman. I slowed up and blew the horn. He ran out there and asked you why you was at his house unannounced. I told him I was suspicious that he was dating other people. He told me we ain't exclusive. And I'm too messy to ever be his girl. How did you think y'all was exclusive? Because you met a man and had sex with him. What made you think y'all was exclusive? Did you ask, were you exclusive? Or did you assume? Mm-hmm. Did he ever tell you y'all were exclusive? Well, now he over sitting on the steps with the girl. He said he wasn't cheating because I was never his girl. Wow. But because you slept with him, you thought you was his girl. No. You was another person he was having sex with. That's who you were. That's not his fault. That's you not getting clarity on what you have with a man. Stop thinking because you done gave him some sex that he is going to give you exclusivity. That is not how it works. I am telling you that right now. That's just not how it works. And you got to stop expecting that. And it's sad. It's so sad. Now, let me tell you something. You know why they sitting outside on them steps? Because he done went in there and used the bathroom, and they still can't go in that house. That's why they was out on them steps. I'm telling you that right now. Sitting out on them steps. Because I'm telling you, can't nobody. He done went home and used the bathroom. Now, that woman that came by, they outside on the steps. Because they cannot go in that house because he done been in there using the bathroom. So I rest my case.
What?
I think he's still strong with that bathroom line. But that is the reason.
You are
they
crazy.
Sitting on them steps.
This your
man
comment.
Can't nobody go in that house.
On today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Facebook.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Steve Harvey FM, and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
He got a bathroom problem. That's probably why he ain't got no girlfriend.
Coming up
next, I'm going to tell you that right now.
Sports talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.